Get up and move. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kimberly Bigelow, associate professor in the bioengineering graduate program at the University of Dayton, explains why being active can help older adults live better and avoid falls.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate more than a third of adults 65 and older fall each year in the United States. Research my colleagues and I have conducted has been dedicated to finding why senior citizens fall, how we can reduce falls, and if they do fall, how we can limit injuries. Working with 240 residents of a long-term care facility, we use sensors and balance plates, similar to Wii Fit video game technology, to examine how distractions and multitasking while walking affect balance. Distracting tasks such as counting backwards by threes greatly affected balance. Balancing objects on a tray seemed to detect the largest differences between fallers and non-fallers. We also measured how quickly they restabilized after being thrown off balance. The ability to gather oneself quickly reduced the fall risk. This research, combined with research on how everyday activities like carrying groceries or transitioning between different surfaces, has helped us develop and continually refine a standardized test to predict a patient's fall risk that can be taken in the privacy of a doctor's office in less than 2 minutes. A test like this is necessary because our research found the majority of tests to assess balance have time and space limitations and subjective scoring. To give yourself a feel for the test, take a comfortable stance with your eyes closed and feel how much you sway. Measuring that sway is important because that's what leads to falls. Our research works to understand the body as a machine, one that can live a better, healthier, more independent, and yes, balanced life.
That was Kimberly Bigelow of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.